This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A 22-year-old Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush on a day of upsets at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. The second full day of competition saw 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo as part of an International Olympic Committee drive to attract younger fans. Japan's skateboarding win was one of four gold medals on Sunday, including a brother and sister who won golds in judo within an hour of each other. A Tunisian teenager pulled off an upset in swimming in the men's 400-meter freestyle. It was Tunisia's first ever Olympic medal in the event and just their third gold ever in swimming. The other swimming medals were split between the U.S. and Australia. The upsets extended beyond the pool later Sunday, with Australian world number one tennis player Ashley Barty crashing out of the first round of the women's tennis singles. The COVID-19 pandemic, meanwhile, continued to stalk the Olympics, with the men's golf tournament already upended by two high-profile withdrawals. World number one John Rahm was ruled out after returning a positive test, his second COVID-19 positive in 2 months, while Bryson DeChambeau also saw his Olympic hopes end with a positive case. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying with several uncharacteristic mistakes in a near-empty arena. Biles could be seen rolling her eyes after one unsteady landing on the vault and had her performance director Tom Forster shaking his head in disbelief after a shaky end to her beam routine. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.